Governor Cuomo says he did not want to compromise on a reform package that includes public campaign financing as well as new prosecutorial powers for the state's DAs to root out public corruption. Cuomo says he will instead use powers under the state's 106-year-old Moreland Act to look at campaign contribution filings at the state's Board of Elections, where he believes patterns of corruption and fraud may exist.
Follow the money. Follow the money. Where does the money come into the system? It comes in through the campaigns, through the Board of Elections.
The Moreland Act is named after Assemblyman Sherman Moreland, who was in office in 1907. He helped then-Governor Charles Hughes create a commission to investigate the governor's own insurance commissioner, who was believed to be corrupt. Because of its origins, though, some think there are limitations on how far a governor can take a probe, especially when the governor wants to investigate another branch of government. Richard Brodsky served in the state assembly for several decades. He's now a senior fellow at Demos and NYU's Wagner School. He says Cuomo's legal basis for using the Moreland Act to probe the legislature is, at best, uncertain, if not flat wrong.
It's specifically limited to investigations of the executive branch. It specifically and explicitly is not to be used to investigate the judiciary or the legislature. The wisdom of an investigation can be debated, but the legality of the situation is pretty clear. And if Governor Cuomo is going to advance this, he's going to have to find another way to do it.
Brodsky says one option for the governor would be to take on a partner like the state attorney general, who holds more investigatory powers. But the governor says he thinks he's found a way around the Moreland Act's limitations. He says by focusing on the Board of Elections, which is part of the executive branch, he's found a back way in to examine campaign donations to legislators. He says the campaign filings at the board are a portal into everything.
Board of Elections is an executive agency. I have total authority with the Board of Elections, so we can have an investigations committee through the Board of Elections.
Bill Mahoney with the New York Public Interest Research Group has spent years analyzing campaign filings at the State Board of Elections. He says there's plenty there to examine. Mahoney recently finished a study that found over 100,000 violations of the current campaign finance laws in filings at the Board of Elections in the past 2 years alone.
I would guess that the vast majority of them are just simple mistakes by the campaign treasurers, but it's likely that there's a few of them in there that are masking bigger things, like trying to hide who really gave a candidate money.
Or even worse, he says.
It's possible they could find more direct bribery or something like that by legislators, by lobbyists admitting that, hey, this legislator wanted us to give him campaign contributions in exchange for voting a certain way on a bill.
Legal questions aside, Brodsky, the former assemblyman, says he's not sure that investigating the legislature just because it refused to sign on to a bill is a good precedent to set.
The government is talking about this because the legislature did not do what he asked it to do with respect to an ethics and election reform package. I'm not sure that the Constitution contemplates gubernatorial investigations when legislation doesn't pass. If there's a need for an investigation, it exists whether or not reform laws are passed.
Mahoney with NYPERC says a Moreland Act probe is at best only a temporary solution to the ongoing corruption at the state capitol. He says ultimately the State Board of Elections need to be restructured to end the present gridlock between the two major political parties, and he says the board must stop being a toothless tiger and start actually following up on the countless campaign violations. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.